Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Retail Maverick Shorts, brought to you by Hivory. Retail Maverick Shorts focuses on bite-sized topics or themes, and today's topic, the power of item pairing in assortment strategy scenario simulation. As businesses strive to maximize revenue, they often encounter various constraints that impact their ability to achieve the most optimal assortment plan. In this podcast episode, we hear a real-life example of our team working with a client on optimizing a shelf space for a new product line. The team discusses different scenarios, turning on and off various merchandising constraints to see the potential impact on revenue. This approach, made possible by AI technology, is nearly impossible with existing methods like demand planning. These methods typically cannot effectively work with an array of merchandising rules simultaneously while trying to achieve a business goal. To analyze the different scenarios, the team applies various merchandising constraints to the shelf space. One main constraint used is called item pairing, which means that if a particular flavor is available in a bottle, it must also be available in a can. The team ran five different scenarios to understand the potential impact of these constraints on revenue. The first scenario is the base scenario, which represents the current state of the space and assortment in a given planogram. The second scenario had a no-constrained scenario, which represents the highest potential revenue, assuming no constraints are applied. This was run to see the maximum potential. Still, such a scenario is not necessarily practical or represents the real world. Yet, at least you can now qualify such a scenario and for the first time have an opportunity to really question old or outdated merchandise rules with a data-driven approach. The third scenario was the core rule scenario, which applies such rules as product orientation and front-facing rules. The team discovered it did not significantly impact the revenue potential in the running scenario. Good to know. Knowing the impact of strategy, regardless of positive or negative, is equally important. The team ran two more scenarios, focusing on item pairing, and added a constraint to protect the distribution of seasonal flavors. This constraint ensures that seasonal items' point of distribution, POT, remains consistent throughout the year, even as new seasonal flavors are introduced. The critical point during this client engagement wasn't the result, although super important. It was the ability to run unimagined scenarios and question old merchandising rules that were difficult to do with existing demand forecasting methods. The ability to optimize the shelf space will require multiple rough iterations, discovery, and fine-tuning. This is the power of AI and something our industry needs to embrace in order to think differently and discover new revenue opportunities. With AI, you can run different scenarios, see the financial impact, and ask interesting questions. By applying different merchandising constraints, such as item pairing and analyzing different scenarios, the ability to find and create a final assortment strategy that maximizes revenue potential while meeting necessary constraints is more achievable with AI. This is what Hivory Curate is about: finding new strategies to drive new revenue and category growth. To summarize, analyzing different scenarios for merchandising constraints can help businesses optimize their revenue potential. The importance of considering various constraints, such as item pairing, seasonal distribution, and orientation rules. By taking an insight-driven approach and analyzing multiple scenarios, businesses can create a final assortment strategy that meets necessary constraints while maximizing revenue potential. AI technology makes this process more efficient and effective, allowing for a greater number of scenarios to be analyzed and new revenue opportunities to be discovered.